Hi.
Hey, this is Hannes. Good to hear from you.
So, you're Hannes Irengard. You are the guitarist of the band Royal Republic. There is your second album who just came out. I read on your website that this second album is a continuation of the previous one. Is it in this mood that you created this album, Save the Nation?
Well, yeah, it is, I guess. I mean, we wanted to take the music someplace else, you know. We didn't want to be one of those bands that get stuck in a certain genre, or, I mean, we'll always be a rock band, but we want to be able to do whatever it is we want to do within the genre of rock and roll, you know? So we wanted to take it one step further, but, I mean, it's still Royal Republic, and it's still, you know, it sounds like Royal Republic still, obviously, but we just, it's a bit more, you know, dynamics on this album. It's not all just, you know, crazy-ass, fast fucking punk rock, you know, in-your-face stuff, but there's also a bit of, you know, there's a bit of dynamics in there. That's it.
Did you use for the new album, Save the Nation, some previous track that you didn't record for We Are the Royal?
Well, actually, we thought about, we had a few tracks that we didn't put on We Are the Royal that were, we were thinking about putting on this one, but it didn't quite fit this album. It was like, you know, been there, done that, kind of. But there is a bonus track on the limited edition, Vicious, that you can get if you buy the limited edition of Save the Nation. So yeah, there's at least one song that was written a long time ago, although it was written after We Are the Royal. So.
In the recording process of Save the Nation, did you change some things, or did you put some challenge to your style in the way you play guitars to change from We Are the Royal?
Well, actually, this was a big challenge for all of us, because we wanted to record this album live, which we did as well. We wanted the live sound of Royal Republic to come across on this album. So what we had to do was we had to, you know, nail our stuff before we went to Berlin and before we started recording. So all of us worked their asses off, you know, nailing their particular parts, me nailing my guitar parts, getting his drums down and stuff like that. So we really worked hard on that before going into the studio. And once we were there, it was kind of easy going, actually. I mean, some of the songs were just two or three takes. So that was a huge difference compared to the last album, because on We Are the Royal, we recorded things separately. It started out with the drums, then we add on bass, and then guitar, vocals, and blah, blah, blah. So this is more of a traditional way of recording a rock album, which I totally love, and we're super happy with the results. So it takes a lot of work, but I think we pull it off.
You recorded this album live, but in your life performance, will you change also some parts? Is there some improvisation possible for the live show that you are performing, because you are on tour, actually?
I mean, when we're playing live, we're, you know, anything is possible. We want to change things around as much as possible. We don't want to do the same show 100 times in a row. But, you know, when you're playing every night, it's kind of hard to come up with new stuff for every show. So there are some things that, you know, kind of stuck with us these last years. But mainly we try to put on something new every night. So it'll be exciting for people coming to see like 10 shows of this tour, which there are. We have a lot of those fans like following us around. So they won't be disappointed. And, you know, there'll always be a surprise or two.
You are in tour now, but you will be in France in a couple of days. You are 4 gigs in France. Is there something special of the audience in France?
Yeah, we haven't been in France a lot of times. I think we've been there 3 or 4 times, maybe 5 even. And what I can say from those occasions is that whenever we came to France, people are totally up for it. They're excited and they're there to have a good time and an awesome rock party. The last time we were in Paris was total mayhem. We had a super awesome time. The place was sold out and people are always, you know, they're always there to party and have a good time, and they treat us nice, and the food is good, the people are nice, so it's all good. It's always a pleasure. It sounds like ass pissing, I guess, but it's actually the truth. We really enjoy playing in France.
On your YouTube page, we can see a lot of videos. There is, of course, the official video that we can watch for everybody wants to be an astronaut or addictive, but there is some kind of bonus, like the fan video for everybody wants to be an astronaut, or you recorded an acoustic clip for Addictive. Is it fun for you to play also with the video as with the music?
Video is kind of an extension of the song. You write a song, you got something to say, or maybe you don't, whatever, but there's always, I mean, you can add so much with pictures, with footage, with acting, with colors, whatever it might be. So, I mean, the videos are definitely like a really strong tool to really emphasize the song, to make it come across in a way that it might not be able to without the video. You know what I mean? You can add so much with pictures and footage and stuff. And this time around with the astronaut video, I mean, we were all kind of nervous. We were supposed to, you know, act or at least semi-act for some parts, but it, you know, it was a lot of fun and turned out pretty well. So if this doesn't work out with World Republic, we might have a career in acting in Hollywood. Who knows?
To come specially to the track Addictive, how did you get the idea to have those words, I'm addicted, I'm addictive to you? How did you get the idea to use that word to use in a song? Because I thought that you could not use this song as a video clip because of the sentence, but it's one that you choose. What was your goal with these things? It's just fun?
Well,
or?
That's a good question. Well, first of all, dick, the word dick is probably the most used word in the tour bus with the World Republic. Everyone calls each other a dick all the time in a, you know, friendly way, of course, in a loving way, but it's very frequently used. And I actually remember this idea coming up. I guess it must have been probably about 2 years ago now. We were at this gas station and all of a sudden Pat, our drummer, started singing, I'm a dick, 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 dick to you. And everyone was like, hey, that's kind of funny. That's kind of cool. You get to say dick like 1,000 times, you know. So that's where the idea started. And then we just pulled it off and put it together just, I don't know, a month or two before the album was recorded. So it's been an idea that's been growing with us for a long time. And I mean, you could say it's about addiction to, you know, chicks, money, drugs, food, whatever you want, but mainly it's about, you know, it's just a play on words. It's a fun thing to say in the scene, actually. That's the whole point, I guess.
As a second video clip, you choose Everybody Wants to Be an Astronaut. Why did you choose this track? Is it the band who chose it, or is it the label?
It's always, you know, a give and take kind of situation when it comes to picking singles. Sometimes we agree, the band and the label, sometimes we don't, and sometimes we have to meet halfway, kind of. But with the astronaut song, it was like, we all agreed that this needs to be a single, and it would be a good idea to use it as a second single. We love the song, it represents the album in a super good way, and it's, you know, it's a catchy rock song, it makes you happy, and you know, it was just an obvious choice, not much discussion at all, actually.
Have you got any plan to record another video clip for this album?
Well, as for now, I know there will be one more video. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say, so I'm not gonna, but there is one more video being recorded. So there will be at least one more from this album. Hopefully more, but At the time being, there's one more coming out.
And did you record some live performance too? Maybe for a bonus track in another CD or something like that?
That's an interesting question, actually, because we were just talking about this the other day, the band and the management. We were discussing, you know, the fact that it would be kind of fun to put out a live album eventually, since our live shows are, they're going down well with the people. We love playing live, and people seem to enjoy watching us live. So that's one of those things that we definitely want to do, and we actually started recording as of yesterday in Berlin. We started recording all the shows on this tour. We'll just go through that and see if there's something worth putting out there, and who knows, maybe there will be a live album out eventually. But I mean, this is all just dreaming and fantasy at the moment. We have no actual plans of putting one out, but we're recording everything, and we'll just see what happens in the future.
So you will be in France in a couple of days. Is there anything you would like to say to your French fans?
Well, it's like, I just hope people show up, and I hope people enjoy the show. I mean, we're, without sounding too cocky, we're, you know, people seem to dig what we do, and usually people are quite happy with the show when they walk out of the venue. So people should just come down, check it out, and see if they like it or not. If not, we'll just give you your money back. Well, we won't. But, you know, it's not that expensive.
Thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you for having me. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.